Don't just throw a tailgate. Own the tailgate with a Bojangles Big Bow Box. Because only Bojangles puts tailgate-ready fresh, never frozen, honey barbecue or buffalo bone-in wings with fall-off-the-bone juiciness right in the pocket. The only way to make these wings any better? With some made-from-scratch buttery biscuits, flavorful fixins, and freshly steeped legendary iced tea. So let the quarterback do the throwing, you do the winning. Because how can you expect to win the game if you don't win the tailgate? Bojangles, it's bow time.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
My wife and I sat down with Harlan Mitchell and discussed our own estate planning needs. I know in our experience, Harlan brought up questions that caused us to think about our current situation and what we need to do moving forward. When you sit down with Harlan for your free consultation, you're going to find out things that you may have not thought about when it comes to estate planning. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884 and schedule your free consultation today.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This old world is full of hurt and pain. A little sunshine and a whole lot of rain. It don't take much to drive those clouds away. Let's all do something good today. You never know what someone's going through. Don't underestimate what you can do. A friendly smile's a tiny price to pay. Let's all do something good today.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I am your host, Mark White. You have heard her before on The Mark White Show. We have exciting news to add to that conversation today. I'm so thankful to have Alexa James with Blanket Fort Hope in Pelham, Alabama, joining me here on The Mark White Show. Welcome back to The Mark White Show, Alexa.
Thank you so much, Mark. I just love being with you. Thank you.
Well, it's a real pleasure to have you, and it's always great when we can share good news, right?
Yes, it's always great when we can share good news, and I'm excited to share it.
I follow the Instagram, I follow the Facebook, and keep up with the social media as things are happening, and you have a lot of great partners who have decided to get involved with Blanket Fort Hope. It's incredible.
It is incredible. It's just, it's the work of God. I mean, we give him all the glory. It is not one person, any one person that can handle this. This movement can only be described as the work of God. We give him all the glory every day. Now we do what he asks us to do. We take steps each day that he asks us to take. And then he just provides the miracle.
We have talked about the property. We have talked about Blanket Fort Hope and what your goals were for Blanket Fort Hope. And someone came forward with a $200,000 grant, a very generous donor to help this effort move forward more quickly.
Much more quickly. So, you know, we've been around for 6 years doing training and advocating, and the goal has always been to have very specific housing for child survivors of human trafficking. And so we started, you know, really looking for land over the past couple of years and looking for the right piece. And we found this piece this past winter, and we put a contract on it somewhere around March. We just knew it was the property for us. It's, you know, unincorporated. It's close to a Christian school. It's out in the middle of nowhere. Even with the Christian school, they sit on the corner and they rent 10 acres from us because their baseball fields are on it. So, you know, we really had hoped to go into the land debt free. And I'll be honest with you, as a human, I was a little bit disappointed. I was like, I don't want any debt. I want this to be paid off. And so we started doing champion luncheons where we would invite 10 people and ask them to invite friends to the luncheon. And we would cast the vision of Blanket Fort Hope and how we were going to help these child survivors of human trafficking. And we had a young lady come on board and listen to our story, and she invited somebody, and they caught the vision and wanted to be part of this community of anti-trafficking and really dig in and see how they could make a difference. And so they wrote us a $200,000 check, and it paid our land off. And so we're about 4 months, our goal was to have it paid off in December. So we're about 4 months ahead of the game, and we believe that's going to help us move forward more quickly, you know, with building. So we've started talking to the architect, or we have talked with the architect. We're getting a topo done of the property. We have a civil engineer and an infrastructure engineer who's part of the conversations, and a construction company as well already on board. So, you know, I see it moving more quickly than we expected. So I'm very excited about that.
Well, and as we talk about this land, we talk about this property and the goals of Blanket Fort Hope, there are people who are listening right now who are first-time hearers of the effort Blanket Fort Hope. And if you would explain what your goals are moving forward with this property, what you hope to accomplish.
Yeah, so our mission is to restore hope in the lives of child sex trafficking survivors through access to essential services, compassionate care, and a loving Christian witness. And so, you know, one of the things that we know with these children is that at 87%, they run away more because there's nowhere specific in our state to put child trafficking survivors. There are for adults, but there's not anything specific for the average age of 11 to 17. And then to, you know, take this a step further, even with us, we'll be getting a trauma or a moderate license through DHR, which will keep us safe to make sure we get just those trauma victims and we won't be part of the general population. But we'll also get our license ourselves to place children in our next step home, so to make sure that they continue to get the services. So we're excited. We have been working with DHR very closely, and they have been awesome to Blanket Fort Hope. And they love our partnership. So one of the things that they suggested was a restoration home to start with, where we could place 9 kids with house parents. And we just call that a stabilization center. It's 90 to 120 days, and it will be built like a beautiful home. So it's not going to be like a, you know, just a commercial building. It's going to be a home. Basically, during those 90 days, we will just be stabilizing those children. They will be getting drug rehab. Their STDs, any HIV problems will be taken care of. We'll have a psychological assessment. We'll have a psychiatrist on board. We'll have the trauma-based cognitive therapy going. We have a partnership with the Children's of Alabama Hospital, CHIP Center, and we will be using some of their counselors, the art therapy and play therapy and those kinds of things in the home. We'll feed them, we'll love them, we'll clothe them, we'll give them a safe place. They'll each have their own bedroom. We'll have people that come in and, you know, we'll teach them how to do life skills. But on the very minimum there, we would just want them basically to rest and to get healed so that they can hear what they need to do next. If we don't feed them and love them and clothe them and give them space to breathe, they're just going to run away again. The idea of that 90 days is to do just that. They won't be in school, so there'll be no expectations except for them to do their therapy and let us get them to the doctor, even eye doctors, and all that assessment and case management going. Each of them, like I said, will have their own room, and so they will also have therapy dogs in the house. We've partnered with some people on that, and we also will have therapy horses on the property for them just to ride, brush, talk to. And our horse therapy or equine therapy will be in partnership with King's Home. So that's what that will be. And then once we finish with those 90 days, then we only get to start with one house or well, depending on how much money comes in, we want to end up having 5 other houses on the property. We have 73 acres, so that'll kind of be on the back part of the property, like in a little cul-de-sac type environment. And each of those homes, I can place up to 6 kids in, and those will be with foster parents that we've trained, and they will live on that property. And so we'll, once they leave the 90-day restoration, we'll put them in one of those homes. And the goal there is that long-term healing where they continue with their services, their essential services, that they will continue, or, you know, hopefully they'll be in school at that point. And Cornerstone Christian School has agreed to work with us, that we will have a liaison in that school that we hire. We're kind of following the Big Oak Ranch path. They have been so kind. We're a partner to their planting oaks. So they've been very good to us to bring us up there several times and let us sit in and listen to their HR and their house parents and the things that has been successful. So we went to spend a day in their school one day, and we talked to their liaison in the school, and she's an actual teacher that oversees any students from Big Oak, so that it will be the same way we handle this. And she'll be a special education teacher, and she'll have a counseling office and a trauma room at the school that we give them. So we already have that planned out. And then if our houses get full, then we'll have families that we've trained. We call it our community of foster care families that we work with. And we have the ability to actually place those kids in those homes since we're going to get our license to place. And then we do look to having a transitional living home for these kids. So if they want to go to college, they can, and we can be a part of that. My goal is to raise them like I've raised my kids. I want them to have the same opportunities. So we have a lot of work ahead of us. We have a big mission and big vision in front of us. We need to raise $1.2 million to start this building, to hire staff, and to start the first house.
I think about the fact that these young ladies are our future. They are part of our community. I was thinking about the verse in Luke where someone asked Jesus, "Who is my neighbor?" It was a trick question to him, but
yeah,
these young ladies are our neighbors. They are our future. We need to be able to find opportunities to help, to make a difference in their life, the trauma that they've experienced, to be there for them where we can. I want you, Alexa, to be able to share how everyone listening right now can contribute, how they can be a part of Blanket Fort Hope and help these young ladies. We know that there's a place where you are going to build a home and they are going to be loved and cared for and shown opportunities that they've never experienced in their life. And that is huge.
Never. Yes.
Let's take a quick break. And when we come back, let's talk about how people can support Blanket Fort Hope and this very special effort for these young ladies who've gone through trauma through child trafficking, okay?
Amen, yes, thank you.
All right, folks, right now we're talking to Alexa James. She's in Pelham, Alabama with Blanket Fort Hope. Many of you have heard about Blanket Fort Hope through the Mark White Show before, and I'm going to continue to get the word out about Blanket Fort Hope because I believe in what they're doing. I love what they're doing, the effort that they are involved in, and I appreciate Alexa. I hope that you'll stick with us as we continue this conversation to show you how you can help Blanket Fort Hope. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White. Something good today.
A little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Do you look at your home or business and wonder what you can do when it comes to landscapes or hardscapes? Get in touch with my friends at JJ Brothers Hardscapes and Landscapes. Licensed, bonded, and insured, JJ Brothers Hardscapes and Landscapes offers new sod, irrigation, new flower beds, new mulch, blocks, stone, retaining walls, patios, and outdoor kitchens. Give JJ a call at 256-497-8263 or email at jjhardscapes@gmail.com. Now offering pool remodeling and new installs. That's JJ Brothers Hardscapes and Landscapes. Located in Tuscumbia, Alabama, the Alabama Music Hall of Fame honors Alabama's music achievers. You can even go into the recording studio and try out your talents as a singer. That's the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, located at 617 Highway 72 West in Tuscumbia, Alabama. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 256-381-4417. Check them out on the web at alamhof.org. Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Is it time for a haircut? Go see my friends Philip Butler and B.H. Parker at Southwind Barbershop, located at 1637 Lee Street in Rogersville, Alabama. Give them a call at 256-247-5658. That's 256-247-5658.
Yeah, after all this time, you're always on my mind.
Hi, this is Rodney Crowell, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, where making the difference in other people's life begins, and we all get on board and give it the best we can.
I still love you. To the city, works extra hard all day, finishes up early so he can get away, 'cause there's a blue-eyed kid on second base, wants dad to watch him play, daddy knows he's waiting.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. I am so glad to have this guest on the line with me. There is a lot of hope at Blanket Fort Hope, and Alexa James with Blanket Fort Hope is on the line with me right now as we talk about the future of Blanket Fort Hope and helping young ladies ages 11 to 17 who have faced trauma through child trafficking. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, Alexa James.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
It's always special to be able to talk to you, Alexa, because I know that you have a passion for what you're doing. It's like we talked about before the beginning of this interview, to find where we're supposed to be and do what we're supposed to do. And I believe that you feel that this is exactly where you're supposed to be and doing exactly what you're supposed to be doing.
Yes, I do. There's just no doubt in my mind how he brought me here. I had a career in management with FedEx Kinko's, and it was through a series of me going back to school and me doing some work at some dream centers and meeting young children who were in trauma. And my name means defender of mankind. And that has always meant something to me. And I have always thought and felt that I would be working with children at some point in my life. I just let life get in the way. But God took me to a specific time in my life where I knew that I had to make some choices. It was time. And so working through some dream centers, the one in LA and then here in Birmingham, I just learned so much about children and how at risk they are for this. And it literally broke my heart. And I said, well, somebody's got to do something, Lord. So send somebody else. But he was like, no, I want you to do this. So he's been with me every step of the way. And I want people, I think it's really important for people to know that this wasn't something that just I stepped into. It wasn't something that I thought anyone want to do or, you know, that I want to jump on any bandwagon. I've been part of the anti-trafficking movement for about 12 years. Like I said, I had a career, supported my family, and loved doing what I was doing. And I really was given no choice but to step into this. It was not a choice for me. When you see children broken and they can't find their moms, they're out prostituting or being prostituted, and for their moms to get drugs or for their dads to get drugs or for their uncles to get drugs, and they walk out of their school and there's a drug dealer on the corner saying, you'll either sell for me or I'm selling you. And that is in Birmingham, Alabama. That's not in a third world country or Chicago or New York. Of course, it's happening there, but our state is in horrific need for placement for child victims of sex trafficking. There's just nowhere to put them. You put them in a group home and they don't get the services. They get bullied and they're on a different level of trauma. When you've been told that you're worthless, when you've been told that you will be killed if you do not do what I ask you to do, when you've been drugged up and you're, you know, 8, 9, 10, 11 years old, and then, you know, you have all these diseases and you want to kill yourself, there's not an agency that's qualified to take care of that, all of those special needs. And so we believe that the Lord has opened the door. We listen when God said in Matthew 18 that you should tie a millstone around your neck and jump in the deepest part of the sea instead of hurting one of my children. And then in Psalms 118:5, it says, when hard pressed, we cry to the Lord and he will bring us into a spacious place. The Lord is with us. We don't have to be afraid. What can mere mortals do to me? The Lord is with me and he is my helper. And we'll take refuge in the Lord. And we pray for these kids now. We've assisted many children over the years and pointed them to services. We do foster care training where we're able to speak into foster homes and what they're seeing and how they can be better, you know, qualified to do what they're doing. And we're able to turn those names into DHRs. During these 6 years, not only have we trained over 6,000 different people from professionals down to schools, including DHR, safe houses, government, and we're part of several human trafficking task force. I was actually sitting on the chair that started the mandated Alabama human trafficking task force. We've helped advocate and pass 3 house bills, and then we've assisted with children and cases on what needs to happen. This last piece is the home, and we cannot do this without our community and without our fellow believers. We are a mission field right here in our state. It's happening under our nose, and it's not just in rural areas. It's not just in the parts of town where there's less lower income communities. It is over the mountain. It's everywhere. Social media is killing us. We have familial trafficking. So we believe that this home that God is building is an answer to that. And so we'd love for you to check us out on Blanket Fort, like a blanket fort that you used to build when you were little. So we have a blanket fort and its name is Hope. So you go to blanketforthope.org, and there are several ways to give. We would love for you to be a monthly donor. That helps us plan. And there's no gift that's too small. And obviously there's no gift too large. So we would love to have monthly partners. We just need them. If you want to make a larger donation, you can mail it to our Pelham location at 250 Commerce Parkway, Pelham, Alabama, 35124. And that information is also on our website. But you can go on there and learn, you know, so much about what we're doing. We have a run coming up that we'd love for you to participate in. We are so excited. It's at Oak Mountain State Park It's September the 18th. It begins at 8 a.m. And last year we had 140 runners, and we're expecting more this year, so we're very excited. We have a 5K course, a 10K course, and a 1 mile fun run. We have fabulous giveaways like Dick's cards for $250 and all kind of restaurants and jewelry from Kendra Scott. Just a lot of goodies in the bags to give away. We have gym giveaways, and so it's a lot of fun. And then so you can have some fun while raising money to help these kids in trafficking. And we would just love for you to be a part of that. You can also find that information on our website. But Run Sign Up is where you can look for the, it's called Hold the Fort Run. And you can go to Run Sign Up and find us. And we're also on Facebook. It's on Facebook, but it's called the Hold the Fort Run.
I know we talked about the early beginnings of Blanket Fort Hope and why you're doing this. And I noticed also that you mentioned the word we throughout your message. And there is a team of people who have joined you. And I wanted to give you an opportunity, Alexa, to be able to recognize your team of people, because obviously we know that there has to be a person who takes that first step. But there are people who come in and join you and say, I'm here to help too.
We do. We have a fabulous, we are growing, and I'm very excited about that. So I was actually able to hire an employee this past winter, and he was a volunteer with me for a year. His name is Justin Adderholt. He volunteered, and he's excellent marketing, graphic design person, and he's our development director. And I've had him with me now for 6 months, and it's been a game changer. All the beautiful stuff that you see, all of our marketing materials and his verbiage and how he lays everything out, has been because of Justin Adderholt. And that has given me the opportunity to do what I want. And then we, Mills Pharmacy, we love them. They over, you know, they're the one who sponsor our run every year, and they're on board, and they help us with all kinds of things. But overseeing this run could not be done without them. And they, you know, they are our main overall sponsor. We have some several fantastic volunteers with Phaedra Galloway. She helps with the run. She helps with our gala. She's there for anything that we need. She'll speak, anything. And with Savannah Barnett, she also is another super volunteer and does a lot of stuff with us. And I just don't know what we would do without these people. And the church at Brook Hills has actually been with us for the whole 6 years, and we are very thankful and grateful for what they've done for us. And they just help us get to each next step financially, prayerfully, through volunteers. And we've got other churches that now are stepping on board with us that we're very excited about. And then our board is fabulous. I'm very thankful for each person on our board that we have that has helped us get to where we're at. This is just a team effort. It's not a one person thing. It's a whole team of people that make this happen. And I, you know, what I tell people all the time is forget who we are, but remember who's in charge, and that's Jesus Christ. Don't remember us, remember him. He is the one that is making this happen. He is our Lord and Savior. And the end goal anyway is always for us to point people to salvation, because that is what God wants. We want the people who are committing these crimes to be saved, because God died for their sin as well. We want the people around us that don't know him to know him. We want people that volunteer with us that don't know him to know him. You know, that's our ultimate goal. And so in the process of that, we get to help these children. God has given us this mission to help these children, that the picture is so much bigger.
At this time, I want people to go to blanketforthope.org. Again, that's blanket, B-L-A-N-K-E-T, fort, F-O-R-T, hope, H-O-P-E.org, and check out all the different ways that you can help. Read about Blanket Fort Hope. Find out about Blanket Fort Hope. Understand what this effort is about. And then also, if you would like to get involved with the Hold the Fort 5K and 10K taking place at Oak Mountain State Park on September 18th, you can go to holdthefortraces.com and you can sign up for that. It'll start at 8 o'clock on September 18th. That's a Saturday morning. I know that they would love to have you there. And Alexa,
yes.
I'm hoping that someone listening right now has really bought into the concept that you have gotten the ball rolling on with Blanket Fort Hope, and they are ready to dive in and to help however they can. I believe that somebody out there listening right now does care, and they want to help, and this has been a vehicle to help them do that. So I'm excited about the future of Blanket Fort Hope and what's going to happen for these young ladies as their lives move forward.
Yes, me too. Yes, thank you, Mark. I believe that too. There's some special people listening to this right now that God has stopped at this time to listen to this story. It's just like the lady that gave us the money. I didn't know her. A friend brought her on board. I only knew of her for a month, and she just was brought here for this time to us. Any sooner would have been too early. God knows, and he, you know, if he's pulling at your heart, tugging at your heart, it can be anything little or it can be anything big, volunteer, prayer, money. There's so many things, but be a part of us. Help us make a difference in these children. And know, I tell people this all the time, nothing that you do is insignificant. Every step that you make for these kids makes a huge impact on what Blanket Fort Hope is doing.
Alexa, always a pleasure to have you here on the Mark White Show to talk about Blanket Fort Hope. I appreciate your time today as we share about this special effort and look forward to the success of Blanket Fort Hope moving forward.
Awesome. Thank you, Mark. Thank you for having us. We love being on your show. We appreciate all that you do to help in this cause, this anti-trafficking cause and this fight. We will make a difference in these children together.
Absolutely. Blanket Fort Hope, Alexa James, located in Pelham, Alabama. We are glad to have had her on the program today. Again, check out blanketforthope.org and find out more information about Blanket Fort Hope and what they're doing to make a difference in the lives of the young ladies who have experienced trauma through child trafficking. Also, if you want to participate in the Hold the Fort 5K and 10K, go to holdthefortraces.com. Here on the Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers like Alexa and her team there at Blanket Fort Hope. And I hope that you are encouraged and inspired by the show. If you are, please share it with your family, your friends, your neighbors. Let them know about the Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference in our communities around the country and the world. You can follow the Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn, and subscribe to the Mark White Show podcast via Apple iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Audioboom, SoundCloud, Blueberry, YouTube, and TuneIn Radio. You have been listening to another edition of the Mark White Show, and this is Mark White, encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Who live and love in my hometown. Ah, these are my kind of people.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
Don't just throw a tailgate. Own the tailgate with a Bojangles Big Bow Box. Because only Bojangles puts tailgate-ready fresh, never-frozen, honey barbecue or buffalo bone-in wings with fall-off-the-bone juiciness right in the pocket. The only way to make these wings any better? With some made-from-scratch buttery biscuits, flavorful fixins, and freshly steeped legendary iced tea. So let the quarterback do the throwing, you do the winning. Because how can you expect to win the game if you don't win the tailgate? Bojangles, it's bow time.
You hear me, people, when I say, well, let's all do something good today.